Alright, what's going on, folks? Hope you're all doing well. Let's get into it. It's another iteration of the Calcio Podcast. Sam Adamo coming at you. And it has been a fucking crazy week in Italian football. It's been insane. And I think there's a burning story that we need to get to first. I'm sure a lot of you guys have been waiting to hear what I'd have to say about this. It's the shit everyone's talking about. And that is the Supercoppa Italiana final. A week ago, Inter demolished Milan 3-0. 3-0, the Supercoppa Italiana final. I believe it took place in Saudi Arabia. We didn't cover it last week. You didn't think we would? Of course we are. What do you think this is? So, of course, if we use MMA math and we apply that to Serie A, to football, to calcio, what that means is that Empoli are the best team in Milan because Empoli beat Inter the other day and Inter killed Milan. So that means that the real Supercoppa final should have been between Lazio and Empoli because they both beat Milan and Inter respectively on the weekend. So this is a very interesting subject, which everyone's kind of been arguing about on social media. And it's one of the biggest stories to occur in Italian football in maybe a decade, maybe two decades. It might perhaps be one of the most significant things to happen to Italian football for the next decade and for decades to come. Oh, what's that? Oh, Juve. Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, shit. I got my notes fucked up. Jesus. Supercoppa. Oh, no. That's no one gives a fuck about the Supercoppa. What am I? Oh, okay. Wait, what? Juve were docked. How many points? 15 points? By who? Why? Why was it 15? Why was that the magical number? Okay. Thank you, imaginary producer. It's what the judge ruled. Oh, well, that seems fucked up. That seems a little bit crazy. Well, shit, that kind of changes the episode a little bit, but I think we'll have to talk about that a little bit. Juventus got docked 15 points for, was it the false accounting thing? They got done for that? I'm a little confused about that whole saga. Can somebody explain it to me? Why don't we look this up here? Let's do a little research. It appears. All right. Well, how convenient. The first thing I clicked is an article on the issue alluding to. I'm just going to browse this really quickly. I was totally unaware of this. I don't know what the fuck this is. Is this a big story? Have a lot of people been talking about this? What the fuck? 15 points. So they were in second place a week ago, and now they're in 10th. Because a bunch of players were transacted between Juve and other clubs in such a way that might have balanced their books in a very convenient way. Sounds kind of creative. Sounds kind of smart. Oh, well, in any case, I guess 10th place feels about right. Seeing Juve in 10th place doesn't feel all that wrong, does it? I mean, it's a little crazy. They were in second place a week ago, and now some judge just painted with an arbitrary brush and said they're in 10th now. But it does feel about right. I mean, they lost to Monza earlier this year. I mean, it feels like they're losing every game, even the ones that they're winning. I mean, I guess it makes sense that they'd be in 10th place. Well, this is kind of crazy. This could happen. So any judge, any Italian Football Federation judge can just rule an arbitrary deduction of points toward a club. So a sporting sanction is levied if some numbers are off, if the front office fucks up. Well, I would assume a lot of clubs are mad about this. I would assume that a lot of other fans of teams are mad since this sets a very dangerous precedent, right? Why don't we go to Twitter and see what people are saying? Someone here is saying, Juventus are a cancer to the league. Good riddance. They're a cancer to the league. They should never play in Serie A again. Hope they get relegated. A lot of Napoli fans are saying this. Okay. So, first off, let me just... Let's recalibrate here, okay? Stop fucking around. Joke's over. All right? As a Juve fan, this is what I needed, by the way. It had been a little while. I was having a hard time getting it up for my team. Now it feels like I'm rock hard all the fucking time without Viagra. No supplements needed. I'm back into them. I was taking them for granted, and now I realize, like, you know, someone's trying to fuck with my wife. It's like I've been with them for, like, 20 years. I'm kind of taking her for granted a little bit, and somebody tries to, like, you know, somebody tries to, like, start some shit with her on the street, and I go, hey, man, what the fuck? Get back the fuck off, bro. It's my girl. What the fuck? You know? Little jolt. So I'm not even mad, personally. Like, this is good for me. It's kind of good for a Juve fan. It's good for any football fan to be a real football fan to, you know, have to kind of get irrationally angry at fans of other clubs. And get petty and get into the mud sometimes. That's not what we do here, but I do have the instinct, you know. People talk about my club, you know, it's rage foaming at the mouth. So that's good. I've been missing that, you know. It's a very childish thing that a lot of football fans have. And I had it when I was a child, and I haven't for a number of years. But I'm slowly getting it back a little bit now. So that's good. In that sense, this is good for me personally as a fan. This is what I needed. And it does feel right. Like, it does feel pretty appropriate for a team as bad as Juve right now to be in 10th place. They might as well be. Now, of course, there's a lot of ramifications to this. A lot of players might leave. They might not make Champions League this year. It'll be very difficult, it looks like. And that could have severe financial impacts on the club. But let's not make this about Juve here. Let's talk for a second about what this means for the league at large, okay? Because a lot of people think this is a good thing. A lot of people, and now forget who I support. If you're a fan of any fucking club with half a brain, okay, if you're a football fan, if you're anyone, if you're just a person who wants sport to continue to be played and who wants Italian football to be relevant, you need to pay attention to this shit. Because what the fuck the Italian Federation is doing right now to Juve is pretty clearly some kind of targeted attack, okay? Now, I get it. I feel like Sun Tzu, okay? I'm talking about our enemies are after us. We're Juventus. We have a lot of enemies. I get it. It's a little weird to talk that way. But it doesn't really help when the president of the Italian Football Federation, Gabriele Gravina's wife, allegedly posts a fucking story on her Instagram of Juve's logo, like, remade to make it look like -15, -15. Like, you know, when you see shit like that, it doesn't exactly bode that well, you know? And when Juve's president, Andrea Agnelli, or former president, for the longest time had been talking about how Italian football is run like a fucking Mickey Mouse league and how it's run like a farmers league and how they need to break off, they and the other big clubs, Inter, Milan, they need to break off if they, you know, have grander aspirations for themselves into a super league. And I get that a lot of football fans didn't like that. I get that the idea of a super league really tore at the fabric of what you traditionally thought football was and is. But here's the problem, okay, with a lot of local football clubs, with clubs in Italy in particular, this is a huge issue, is that you have to deal with Italian bureaucracy, and we talk about Italian bureaucracy all the time, but it's not just Italian bureaucracy. You need to deal with the fact that you're liable, in cases like this, you're completely exposed. In the event that you try to compete with other clubs in Europe, that you try to compete among the best clubs in Europe, the biggest clubs in Europe, the richest clubs in Europe, and you try to get creative and you try to find different ways of operating, you're not given a helping hand. You're not lent a helping hand. You're chastised for doing so in Italy. Now, you understand why Juve might have wanted to break away, you know, and be part of that Super League. Breakaway civilization, you know. I always think of Alex Jones whenever I think of the Super League. It's a breakaway league. Breakaway civilizations. NASA. Anyway, but the thing is, Agnelli ruffled a lot of feathers 2 years ago when he tried that Super League shit. This is probably payback for it. There's a lot of other clubs involved in this whole deal, and I think many more dominoes will fall. Because Juve was involved with a number of clubs in this, right? A lot of other clubs are embroiled in it because it wasn't just that Juve was committing allegedly malfeasant acts of a financial nature, but it was also the fact that other clubs were allowing it to happen. So Juve would sell a player to Genoa or to Sassuolo for a certain amount, and you know, and so on. And the ways that the deals might have been broken down in some cases would have benefited Juve's accounting, and other clubs were complicit. Now, what exactly the other clubs benefited from it is a little bit ambiguous, but I mean, how about access to players who were seen as kind of promising, who might have panned out? You know, it's not like Juve knew that any of the players they were selling were going to be garbage. You know, when Simone Muratore went to Atalanta, he could very well have panned out. He didn't, but it's not Juve's fault that Atalanta agreed to pay for the player. Likewise, Andrea Favilli and Alberto Cerri and all the other dog shit players over the years. I mean, Emil Audero was one of them. He's a goalkeeper now. He's a starting goalkeeper. You know, like, the fact that clubs were willing to pay for these players, or at least agree in principle to claim they were paying certain amounts, I mean, it should not really raise alarm bells. It's an agreement. It's a private agreement that two clubs are agreeing upon. But the thing here is, other clubs are involved, and none of them are going to be punished like Juve are. I think more shit will happen, but it appears that only fines were levied against the other clubs involved. Just fines. And as usual, and again, not to sound like a fucking conspiracy theorist here, I hate saying this, but Inter, completely scot-free, right, in this whole thing. And much like in Calciopoli 15 years ago, you know, Inter were completely let off. They were, you know, they came out of it smelling like roses, and they, you know, they were, I think Marco Materazzi in 2006 wore like a white robe or something when awarded the Scudetto trophy, because Inter are a pure club. They're doves, and everyone else, all the other clubs, Juve, are gargoyles, right? That was the idea. And Inter, in this case, likewise, are completely absolved. They're not even absolved. They weren't even accused of anything. You guys remember when Cesare Casadei was sold to Chelsea for like 20 or 40 million euro or however much it is, and now he's worth nothing? Is that guy even still alive? Inter's youth product. He was their captain. He was their Primavera team captain. He was sold to Chelsea. He's now, who knows where he is? Is he even living in London? I don't know. How about the time that Andrea Pinamonti was sent to Genoa and back? We got a tweet here from Chris from Turin Giants at iTruth98 on Twitter, who says, "Hey, remember when Inter was under pressure to raise 46 million euro in capital gains in order to comply with FFP rules and parked Andrea Pinamonti at Genoa for a year on an 18 million euro valuation? Loan to buy, only to buy him back a year later for a net fee of just 500,000 euro more. Remember that? Yeah. Me too. I remember that too." Like, people do shit all the time. And again, this isn't me trying to say go after Inter as well. I'm saying let them all off the hook. If you've created an ecosystem where teams need to try to game financial systems, there's something fucking wrong. There is something wrong. And I think this is clearly because Italian finances cannot compete with the finances of other clubs in other countries. It's what we're seeing now. That's pretty much entirely what this is. That's what it effectively boils down to. And, you know, as long as you're an Italian club and you're owned by a ricotta salesman or an industrialist who's made his fortune selling sheep milk, or the son of a guy who produced Italian cinema, and you're like a local rich guy, this will never change. Unless you start letting clubs be bought by multinational conglomerates or by states, this will not change. This will not fucking change. So, fans of other clubs, pearl clutching right now. Pearl clutching. Oh my God, how could Juve have done that? We would never do that. Your clubs probably tried to do it too. They probably weren't smart enough to pull it off, or they didn't have the sway to pull it off. Juve just, you know, Juve did it in a way that was systematic. It was genius. So a lot of people are saying the issue isn't that, you know, Inter might have once had a dicey transaction in selling Pinamonti for X and then buying him back for the same amount to balance their books out. Or when Napoli bought Victor Osimhen and sold a bunch of players at an inflated, arbitrary bullshit value. That wasn't a problem. Because you see, that was just a one-off thing. When Juve did it, it was systematic. There was a system in place where there was a very clear intent to game the system. That's what people are mad about. People are saying it's bad that Juve did that. They just did it better. They were smarter. They were smarter in how they handled the affairs. They did a much better fucking job of balancing their books. They had a system in place where they would write off players as sales of X, even though money wasn't really coming in, and then it would be offset with fucking favors in exchange or players in exchange. First of all, if it sounds confusing, it's because I'm doing a bad job of explaining it. And I'd really rather I not have to be an especially financially literate person to be able to understand the controversy in Italian football. I much prefer when people just throw bananas at players and we have to argue about that. Throw banana, bad. You know? Bad. Race is bad. Instead of having to break down entire fucking financial accounting. But we're not going to do that. Because I can't. Anyway. In great detail. Not in a way that's entertaining. The point is, you're going to go after a club who cheated better than everyone else? Make better rules. Make better fucking rules. That's the whole point here, is that the rules are faulty. If Juve was able to game the system in such a way that they were able to balance books by playing around with other fucking clubs and assigning arbitrary values to players. By the way, every value of every player is always arbitrary. It's whatever a fucking club is willing to pay for it. So, not for anything. But fine, Juve built an ecosystem where this was happening systematically. That's a problem? That's genius. Change the rules. Don't punish them for not following the spirit of the rules. That's not a real thing. It's not written anywhere that you must follow the spirit of the rules. The rules must be made in such a way that they can be interpreted black or white by a judge. It doesn't appear that any rules were broken here. It appears that there was intent to defraud a system, which was done successfully and in a rather ingenious way, I might add. And the book was thrown at them now. Now, again, fans of other clubs in Italy right now who are happy that Juventus is getting punished for financial activity that might have been seen as a little dicey. Let me ask you a question. You guys are pro-clutch right now. Oh my God, how could they have done that? What league have you been watching? What sport are you watching? What do you think this is, the NBA where it's fucking regulated? The fuck do you think this is? You're going to go to HR? You're at work right now? And oh my God, how could someone have done this? No, this is calcio, baby. This is ethnic shit. This is corruption. What do you want? Clean calcio? It's like saying clean coal. You want clean coal? We're going to get clean coal. You know how fucking ridiculous that sounds? Clean coal. Have you ever seen a person who deals with coal come out of a coal mine looking clean? There is no clean coal. There's no clean calcio. Non esiste. It's what it is. Every club should try to game the system as best they can. Okay? That's the reality of the situation. And you know what happens when you go after big clubs like Juve? And you try to keep them down, the league fucking suffers because nobody else is going to compete with the big clubs in Europe. Nobody else is going to compete with the big clubs in Europe being honest. That's what this fucking comes down to. Okay? So, we're mad now because Juve have created a system where they're able to sell players off for overinflated values, allegedly overinflated values, whatever the fuck that means, right? And we're going to go after them for that. Instead of applauding them for saying, good on them for being fucking creative over here. But you know, let me remind you guys of something, okay? You guys ever heard of the Derby d'Italia? The Derby of Italy between Juve and Inter? It's called the Derby d'Italia for a reason. It's because they're the fucking two largest clubs in Italy, okay? Nobody supports Udinese and Abruzzo. Nobody fucking does. It's just the reality of the situation. There's 20 clubs in the league right now. There's really three. that matter in the grand scheme of things, that kind of have become untouchable, okay? Juve, Inter, and Milan. And if those three clubs aren't fucking doing well right now, the entire league suffers. Now, is that wrong? I don't know. Deal with it. Sell your soul. Instead of fucking being owned by a ricotta salesman, sell yourself to a state. Sell yourself off to a fucking state. Sell your club to Azerbaijan or to a Chinese industrialist. Do what you gotta do. Raise capital. Layer the money in. Launder it slowly. Build a five-year plan. Get some sponsorship deals in. Do what you've got to do. You'll be competitive eventually. You know what happens when this fucking goes down in England? You know what they say when the Saudis try to buy Newcastle? Are people up in arms? No, you know what they say? They say, get in, son. Go on then. Get in. Man City's allowed to get away with murder because it's good for the fucking league. It's good for the fucking league. It's good for English football when Man City does well. Because other clubs, in order to compete, are willing to sell their stake off to Russians and Emirates and a rich oil guy in Pakistan or a fucking, you know, some oil tycoon in Africa. Who cares? The point is they're willing to do it, and that creates competition because, you know, all the different clubs are being bought out by wealthy people. You get big sponsorship deals, you get big sponsorship dollars on the league, and all of a sudden the league becomes more entertaining to watch, more competitive. The teams become better. The best players in the world go to England. It's what it is. It's because they're allowed to play within the rules. They're allowed to fuck around a little bit. Man City have gotten in trouble for FFP and shit. Chelsea have as well, but not really. The FA has never gone after them. It's always been UEFA. It's never been the Football Association. The Football Association has to protect the fucking biggest clubs in the country. You don't go after them. That's how you kill a fucking national team. That's how you kill a league. You know? What sport do you think you're watching, man? Do you think this is fucking Swiss curling? Do you think there's any integrity to Italian football? The problem is that we pretend to care about doing the right thing. Instead of letting the smart big clubs get away with shit when they find creative ways to get away with shit. That's the fucking problem right now. That's the problem. That's what we're seeing right now. So, you know, corruption reigns supreme. Listen, football is a sport for criminals. Criminals do best in Italian football. Criminals do best in football throughout the world. Most people who own large clubs have done some kind of criminal activity in the past. You know? Most people who own fucking small Italian clubs are criminals. They've fucking broken tax laws and this and that. They've just done it on a smaller scale because they're fucking little farmers. That's the point. So, that's good. You know, you're biting the hand that feeds you. If you support Napoli or you support Sampdoria or Genoa or fucking Roma or Lazio, any club, Cagliari or in Serie B right now, it doesn't matter. If you support any other clubs and you're happy that Juve right now are getting punished and fined, you're biting the hand that feeds you. Juve is a reason why you listen. Juve is your golden fucking ticket to more sponsorship dollars and to be competitive with the other countries in fucking Europe. Juve, Inter, Milan, you let them do what they have to do. You let them do business as they see fit. That is the smartest way of proceeding in this fucking case. So, again, we pretend to care about this shit. We pretend like it matters. We pretend that we're gonna, you know, the league is gonna get cleaned up now. Everything's gonna be good now. Yeah, no one's gonna fucking break rules anymore. Juve got punished. Juve aren't gonna come right back and try to find new ways to game the system. Again, make better fucking rules and don't go after your biggest clubs when they try to break the rules. Not even trying to break the rules. They're trying to get around the rules. They're not even fucking trying to hide. I mean, it was done in plain sight. It was an open secret that Juve was really shrewd at selling off players. Oh my God, we got how much for Rolando Mandragora? Fucking 30 million, Juve fans would say. And they'd be like, wow, that's great. Holy shit, who's stupid enough to pay for that? Doesn't matter. People would do it. Torino would do it. Udinese would do it. Sampdoria would do it. They're rolling the dice. Sometimes they get a good fucking player out of it. You know? Sometimes they get a good fucking player. Sometimes you get a dud. Other players have to do their due diligence. Other teams have to do their due diligence. So it's Juve's fault now that other clubs were dumb enough to fucking fork out money for players, whether it be real money or fucking money in principle. Oh, you know, offset the values of these players. Listen, the rules allow too much room for fuckery, okay? Clearly. Maybe we need to get, you know, some kind of commission together that evaluates how much a player should be worth. Maybe we should come up with a formula for every position. I don't know. Use numbers, use metrics, use analytics. I don't care. I think that'd be a little crazy, but if you want to overregulate it, but don't get mad when regulations aren't in place and rules are kind of sort of broken, but not really. And it's just like, oh shit, fuck, they really skated around that really intelligently. Christ, good for them. You know? But no, okay. Sell your club to fucking Italian-Americans like Rocco Commisso instead, you know? I'm here to help. I'm here right now and I'm going to help bring glory back to this city. My ancestors are from Italy. My grandfather's from Sicily and I'm really happy to be buying this club again. We're going to run it like an American business. Oh, God. Sell it to the Fed. Sell it to the United States Federal Reserve. Sell your club to the fucking United States Federal Reserve. That's who you should sell your fucking club to. Sell it to a fucking guy who's killed someone with his own bare hands. That's how shit is going to change for your club. Okay? Don't get mad when other clubs who are larger than you, who have more resources and who have bigger brain power, use that brain power to create an ecosystem just to be able to compete with the big clubs in Europe for thinking bigger. Think big yourself. Don't focus on the actions of others and say, well, they're doing it. It's unfair. Break the rules too. Don't get mad at the guys who are breaking the rules better than everyone else. Can I end the pod right there? I'm actually kind of mad. Like, I thought this would have a much lighter tone, a much more, like, fucking satirical tone. This is what happens when you don't have anyone in the room to fuck around with. Changing real soon. But, you know, like, I don't know. I'm yelling in a fucking basement by myself right now. I'm mad about this because it is going to fuck up the Italian national team, which is kind of like the one thing that I really, and that we all really care about at the end of the day. Because, listen, the best players in Italy need to be playing Champions League football in Italy for Italian clubs. That won't happen if Juve gets fucked. It just won't. You know, Juve are a club who have the ability to buy the best Italian players from all the other clubs and expose them to Champions League football. That won't happen anymore. You have one less club doing that shit. Napoli are a very good team right now, but they don't have a lot of Italians, which is fine. They're allowed to do that, but it's so short-sighted to say this is a good thing in any way. If you're a fan of another club and you say, good, wake up and smell the fucking coffee, man. What the fuck do you think this is? And, you know, if Napoli got done for the Victor Osimhen thing, okay, by the way, and they got dog points too, you know what they would be doing? They would all be saying, we would have won the title anyway. Scudetto sul campo. Same shit that Juve used to say. Trenta sul campo. The two Calciopoli fucking titles that were removed, they say, Juve fans say, well, you know, we won them on the pitch. Napoli fans would be saying the same fucking thing. Because it is kind of crazy to levy sporting sanctions against a club instead of just fining them. Just fine them. It's a monetary issue. Fine them. But it's not about what's fair. It's about crushing a club because apparently, I don't know. Either they're too stupid to realize that Juve need to be emboldened and allowed to behave in a way that enables success. And competition with the big clubs in Europe. Either the Italian Federation is too stupid to realize that, or they're just vindictive and they're coming after them for no goddamn fucking reason. That's an executive summary of the situation right now. So before you go ahead and call Juve and Inter and Milan and all the other large clubs in the country, but especially Juve, a cancer, okay? Know your place within the ecosystem. Fans of other clubs, know your place within the ecosystem of Italian football before chastising Juve and saying they should be gotten rid of and have the book thrown at them, okay? Without Juve, there is no fucking Serie A. Without Juve, without Inter, without Milan, the clubs who are trying to compete on a larger scale and having to resort to crazy methods, creative methods, ingenious methods to do so. Without them trying to push the envelope and compete, Italian football is languishing. Nothing's happening. There's no innovation. There's no creativity within the league. So unless you want to sell your soul, listen, do that. You're a fan of another club? Sell your soul. Sell it. Sell your soul to a fucking, to the state of Jordan. Sell your club. Sell your soul to the Prince of Jordan, the King of Jordan, whatever, to an Indian telecom company. Do what you got to do. I don't care. But the reality is nobody supports Bologna in the province of Lecce. Okay, nobody supports fucking, nobody supports Bologna in Cagliari, in Sardegna, in Sicily. Nobody supports Atalanta in Veneto. But people support Milan. People support Juve. People support Inter everywhere. Napoli does all right. They have a good number of fans in the south, but it's a lot of the first three clubs I mentioned, if we're being honest. You need them in order for the league to exist, really. So they're your golden goose. You want to treat them like shit? You're getting fucked. So listen, if you want to have success, don't tear down the clubs who are trying to make shit happen and game the system and doing things right, really, if you're being honest. They're trying to be creative. Instead of going after them and going after the clubs who are doing shit better than you are, join them in the mud. Join them in the mud. Sell your soul. Become a rich club. Do what you gotta do. Compromise your morals. Don't give me any of that fruitcake shit about, oh, we're a local club. Listen, you're not a local club anymore, okay? You're in a league that has international sponsorship deals. And listen, if you don't care and you just want to watch your club play other farmers owned by leather salesmen, okay, or guys who have shoemaking companies, then that's fine. You could do that. But we're not talking about the same thing here, and you're living in La La Land. You're living in a fucking fairy tale if you think that this is the Italian football of the 1980s or the 90s. When there was just a little bit of sponsorship. Just a little bit of sponsorship. There was no state-backed clubs. It was a little bit more stomachable. That era's gone. There's no going back now. The English are not letting up. Barcelona, Real Madrid are not letting up. They're global brands. You want to compete with them? You got to make it easy on the big boys. You can't throw the book at them and make the rules so fucking hard for them to operate within and be competitive. That's why Andrea Agnelli wanted to found the Super League. I don't know, man. I don't know. Again, what do the English do? They embrace the Saudis. They embrace the Emiratis. They embrace them. Man City's owned by Abu Dhabi. Nobody bats an eye. People let it happen. Just adopt the same mentality. Join them in the mud until every fucking club on earth is owned by a dictator. That's where we're going anyway. Jump on the fucking bandwagon now or be left in the back. Be left in the fucking back of the caboose, and eventually you're going to fall off the fucking train. That's a weird analogy I just gave, but I don't know. That felt like a Danish analogy. You get on the train or you will fall off the train eventually. But it's true, bro. You know, like, man, a lot of clubs only exist as secondary clubs. A lot of clubs only exist as like the local club that people kind of like. But I actually think a lot of people who live in like a town like Foggia, if they actually support Foggia and go to Serie B or Serie C games, I think a lot of people kind of look at them like they're a little bit weird if they're like a little too proud of Foggia. Like, what are you doing? Just support a fucking big club. Enjoy real football. Now, again, what is real football? Okay, I understand. There is a cool element of local football and there's a certain beauty to it. There's a certain beauty to being able to watch your local club play and tickets aren't that expensive and there's local rivalries and you don't really care if they ever wind up playing against Manchester United or not one day. You don't really give a shit about that. But maybe one day they go on a run, they go up to the top tier, they'll beat a big team, and that's cool. Like, there is beauty to that. I get it. But most people who follow football in Italy, who support a club, kind of support two. They support their local club, and then they have a larger club. Now, a lot of people frown upon that, and I understand that. I think you pick one club and that's it. But that's not what a lot of people do. So if we acknowledge that the reality of the ecosystem is such that you have, like, some people who happen to support a bunch of small clubs in local towns and nowhere else, really. but then there are a few large clubs that have interest throughout the country. You can't treat those guys like garbage. You can't. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, you can't treat your clients like shit. That's really what they are. Juve, Milan, Inter do a service. The larger the club, the more service they arguably do for Italian football. So for you to say that, Juve drags the name of Italian football through the mud, don't be naive. Don't be naive. If you want to live in that fucking world, you can live in that fucking fantasy world. But, I'm not going to placate you guys on this fucking show. I'm not going to placate you guys on this pod. I'm going to tell you what the fuck is really going on. You really don't. You really want to know what's going on? That's why the fuck you come here, baby. I'm going to tell you what's really going on. It sounds stupid when I say it, but it's true, bro. Lazio beat Milan 4-0. That's kind of cool. I don't know. And Napoli the title, I guess. It's going to get real unbearable, guys. They're going to get real bad. I like them. I like that city. But their fans are going to get a little annoying. And if you're a Napoli fan, honestly, just do it. Be annoying. Revel in it. It'll make you feel a way. There'll be a lot of other people doing it, too. Join the network of people like you who are really happy about it that want to rub it in everyone else's face. It's a little less endearing, by the way. You go to the city and you guys haven't won anything for a really long time and you really love Maradona. That's kind of cool. We can get behind that. The neutral fan can get behind that. When you get a little big for your boots, then it's a little harder for people to kind of just develop a bit of a soft spot for you guys. I don't mean to sound patronizing, but it's the truth. But if I were a Napoli fan, you could never get me to... You could never get me to be to care enough about other clubs or rub shit in their face. Ah, we won. Fuck you guys. You guys suck. Jalamovat. Fucking Juve. Fuck you guys. We're gonna laugh at you. Whatever. I always found it weird when Juve fans would laugh at Napoli too. Laugh at them for being Neapolitan, for being Southern. I never had a taste for that. Don't come after me. Fuck. I'm not with them on that, There is a lot of regionalist tension in Italy. I will grant that. There is a little bit of tribalism where it's like, fuck you, we're doing better than you, us against you. You guys have always treated us like shit. Neapolitan people deserve it. They really do. Here's hoping they don't blow it. Here's hoping they don't blow it so at least it'll just be done. We won't have to keep thinking about when will they ever do it? Just let those people just add some years to their lives, man. This keeps going for another 20, 30 years. Fucking people are going to start dying. People are going to start harboring resentment and stress, and it's going to give them a stroke. Save some people. Let them pray to their deity. Let them pray to Maradona. Let them do it. Fuck it. Lazio from the top rope, that was kind of out of nowhere. They haven't been having a great start to the year, but back in fine form, I guess. Tough week for Milan, man. Tough week for Associazione Calcio Milan. But at least they're off scot-free and they're not getting dog points, fuck. It's the thing. Because they kind of had a decade of shit, I think people are a little bit more giving with them now, right? A little bit more forgiving, a little bit more, people are a little bit more indifferent to whatever the fuck they may do. To be fair, they've actually built a pretty good team. It seems fairly honestly without having broken or tried to break any rules too badly. But, they did it after failing seven fucking times and almost ruining the good name of the club. But, but I knocked the mic over. But, yeah, it's... Sure, they got there in the end, but... You wonder how sustainable it'll be if they can't just find some creative ways to keep the train rolling. You can't keep the same coach forever. If he leaves, if players start to leave, you got to replenish that shit, right? Milan are kind of like a large-scale Atalanta in a lot of ways. When you think about that, right? It kind of makes sense. When you think about that, it works. Atalanta have always, for the last 10 years, I've always looked to try to get younger players in, sell them off, be sustainable. Milan are kind of doing that at a higher scale right now, just with more money. They've got a larger pot to play with, and that's why they're kind of just operating at a notch above. But Yeah, what a fucking brutal game that was for them. I mean, I don't know, guys. I don't have a whole lot else to add, man, in terms of game analysis and shit. I don't know. Just why do games fucking matter anyway, man? We know who's gonna win the title now. It's over. It's done. It's toast. To be fair, Napoli kind of killed Juve with that victory 2 weeks ago. Had Juve beat them, oh my God, this would be a lot fucking harder to stomach for a lot of those fucking guys. I think people would get shanked. People would get shanked. When Napoli play Juve at the end of the season, people would have gotten shanked if Juve had beat them. You know, if like the point differential between the two clubs was like 15 fucking points, you know, they would have been neck and neck if not for the ruling. Apparently Juve can appeal the decision, and I think they will, but nothing's going to come of it. Apparently it's either the decision gets wiped or it doesn't. It either gets upheld or it gets wiped. It can't get reduced. The sanction can't get diminished. So they're fucked. The Fiji Chi won't get caught with egg on their face like that, man. They won't go back. It's over. It's over. Just accept it. We're part of a Mickey Mouse fucking league. We're part of a Mickey Mouse league. And again, I'm not talking to Juve fans exclusively here. I'm talking to everyone. Know what this is. Know what this is. If you don't support Juve, if you support a small club, you support the fucking town where your family comes from, I commend you. Enjoy. God bless. All the best. I hope they get bought by a fucking state one day. Truly. Truly. I hope they get bought by a Ponzi scheme. I don't care. I just hope you guys have some good years. Everyone deserves to have a little fun. But you still need to be aware of who the real enemy is here. And it's not Juve. It's not, you know, they're not your rival. They buy your players, they give you money, and they bring eyeballs to the league. They buy Cristiano Ronaldo, they bring eyeballs to the league. You get sponsorship dollars. Shh. Take it and be quiet. That's all. That's all, bro. You know? Juve are also one of the only few clubs who think big, who think globally. Many clubs do not. God knows, Lazio don't. Roma try. They try. It's hard for them, it seems. I mean, they've had foreign ownership. It doesn't really translate that well. I mean, they've got a good, you know, again, it's hard for anyone that isn't Milan, Inter, or Juve because they're less of an international brand. And again, part of it, I think, has to stay that way. Inter and Milan are reflective of the city of Milano. Juve is reflective of the city of Turin, both industrial cities, financial cities. Well, financial in the case of Milan, industrial in the case of Turin. And then a lot of the other cities have their own quaintness to it and their own charm, and their clubs kind of represent them in that way. The clubs are a good ambassador for the city, I would say, in almost all cases. In almost all cases. You know, Napoli have been doing well the last 10 years. They will never be one of the big three, and that's fine. They never should be. Naples is a city that gets fucked with, that gets laughed at by all, you know, all the rest of the country, by, you know, many swaths of people elsewhere in the country, and that's okay. That's just how it is. I mean, it's not fun, but it's kind of what Neapolitan identity is, and their club is kind of like a rebellious answer to that, you know? Speaking of Roma before, Nicolò Zaniolo apparently, switching gears here, I think recused himself from selection. Is that the word? He did not make himself available for selection in a game the other day. He's trying to force a transfer. Kind of out of left field. Has not been playing that well this year, but is a name that you've kind of, you know, been hearing for a number of years. Since he was a quite young kid, right? Since he was like 18 years old. He's been around. He's been there. He's been at Roma, he's been in Serie A, he's played for the Italian national team, he's had those couple of injuries which have really fucked with him, but he's always had, like, there's always been the perception that he has a high value associated to his name, and now he's available, and a lot of clubs, I think, would be happy to take him. Apparently, he might be going to Milan. I think that'd be a great deal for them, but he's a bit of a piece of shit, man, isn't he? And there's nothing wrong with that, there's nothing wrong with being a piece of shit, but he's really, like, He's just so clearly got terrible advice. Like, it's like in his ear, it's circulating in his ear, in his circle, his entourage, his agent, his father, his mother, his mother's nuts, right? She's always posting on Instagram with like the duck lips. She's always posting thirst traps, you know? I have a theory, and I can't prove this, but I have this working theory that the hotter your mom is and the more she posts on Instagram and on social media, the worse and a stupider person you are. Stay with me. Real Housewives. Real Housewives of New Jersey. Many of them are not hot, actually, but, you know, whatever. Kind of for 52, but, like, also they look, like, horrendous, and that, but that's kind of the point. Like, they look, like, foxy. Like, they're not even, like, that attractive, but, like, they're trying to look hot, so I think that sends a signal that, hey, I'm trying to be hot, so, like, see me as hot. If that makes sense. I'm gonna wear a lot of makeup, I'm gonna get work done, I'm gonna get Botox, I'm gonna get filler, and it looks like a real botched mess, but I'm trying. So, I'm vain, I'm stupid, I'm narcissistic. I really care about my look. I have low self-value, perhaps, in some cases. So, I'm signaling that to you. I was once hot. I want to stay that way. I'm willing to even look so ugly to the point that, you know, I no longer look like a human being, but I'm trying, and that sends a signal, right? So those women, the Real Housewives, like they're kids. Jackasses, retards, fucking idiots, fucking, you know, really stupid. And when you're a woman like that, the more likely you are to marry a criminal, like a Ponzi scheme guy, a crypto scammer, a credit card fraud guy, a bank robber, a guy who commits tax evasion, a mobster. These are all correlated. So when you're a woman like that, you marry a guy who's a jackass. That's what Daniela's father is. He was a footballer. His name is Ivan Zaniolo. When you have a weird kind of Eastern European name as a Northern Italian guy, watch out. Watch out. Might be fascist. You know? You might shoot like your own porn. That type of guy. And again, there's nothing wrong with these people. We need crazy people like this in society. But like, personally, I don't want my father to shoot, like, kinky porn and, like, make out with my mother in public. I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want my mom to get a Brazilian butt lift and have my father grab it on Instagram and smack her ass. You know, I don't want, me personally, I don't want that. You know, and I think it's not good. I think if too many people have that in society, it's not good. We need, a lot of you need, like, more square, you know, families and most of you will study economics and most of you will have children and question, you know, your existence in the world and God and your faith. And that's good. But then you have other people that have none of these critical thoughts whatsoever. They have no idea what's going on in the world. They've not had any interest in ever educating themselves. Never have, never will. They operate in a different world and they have children and those children go on to become Nicolò Zaniolo. But he's a good footballer and he's got a good left foot. So, you know, terrible knees, but good left foot. Yeah, that guy has no business leaving Roma. It's over for him. It's over. You know what's going to happen? 5 years, we're still going to be saying call up Zaniolo to the national team. It's over now. It's done. What is he, 24 this year? Done. Finito. He's done. But because you remember him as a young kid, he'll always be a guy who in your mind is a wonder kid. He's not. The Germans have real wonder kids. They're 19 and at the World Cup. Nicolò Zaniolo can't break into the Roma squad right now and has one or two baby mamas and is requesting a transfer. That's who he is. So, bookmark it. Bookmark this idea. He's dead. He's a good serviceable player. He's basically dead to the national team now. It's over. And that's okay. That's okay. You could be you could be like a B student. You don't have to only, you know, ever be an ace student of a footballer to have a worthwhile career or life. It could be a great existence. Lean into the person you are, Nicolò. You know, just fuck more bitches, a couple baby mamas. It's fine. I think he's at one, to be fair, but he'll have at least three. I think he'll have three. He won't stop it too, because he's very young.
He's very young. He'll impregnate someone else, and then at some point in his 40s or 50s, he might impregnate someone. That's best case scenario. That's okay. He'll be a guy who's going to party a lot when he gets older, and you know. Remember, he fucked Chiara Nasty at one point. They were dating. There'll be a new Chiara Nasty in 20 years. She was born yesterday. He's going to impregnate her. That's how it is. It's who he is. You know. He's never going to score 20 goals for the Italian national team. That's okay. But no illusions about him, you know? No illusions about him. I don't know what's going on, man. Something else is happening, man. Every footballer who dances in the changing room and is like the fun guy is a rapist, apparently. What the fuck? Dani Alves, I think, is being prosecuted now. Could be going to jail for 12 years for allegedly raping or sexually assaulting some woman on the 30th of December in Barcelona. He's not being released on bail. I think he has no bail. He was denied bail because I think the Spanish authorities, where he's being kept right now, even though he's playing in Mexico, he's 40 years old. He's still fucking playing. Spanish authorities won't let him out of the country because if he posts bail, they're thinking he'll pack up, leave, and never come back, which is probably true. Dani Alves, man. Dani Alves. Apparently, there's like video evidence on CCTV that does not make it look good. I don't know. Innocent until proven guilty, but apparently it's a really fucking tough case. I don't know how open shut it is. There are a lot of crazy women out there, but Jesus Christ, it sounds like it's a real fucking horrific story. Does not look good for him. And he's like, oh, he's dancing in the ribbon in the fucking dressing room, you know? Living life. I don't know, bro. Obrigado, Deus. Que Deus nos abençoe e nos proteja. Obrigado, Deus. Jesus. 100% Jesus. Jesus, my savior. I'm a good guy. Daniels. Neymar, we have fun. Glory to God. Obrigado, Deus. Then just goes and rapes people. Bro, Ben Mendy, same thing. They always talk about how he was the fun guy in the dressing room. He's dancing. He's never fucking playing at the World Cup for France, but he's, you know, he brings the vibes. He's a fun time. 7 counts of rape. Sorry, what are we down to? 4? Bah, me. Just 4? Okay, sorry. They're knocking cases off fucking left and right. He's only got 4, guys. He's probably a good guy. The type of guy you want to fucking have take your sister out to go dancing. I don't trust a guy who's too fun in the dressing room, man. Watch out for, like, Patrice Evra. I don't know. Is that fucked up? I think he actually said he was abused when he was a kid. That's fucked. maybe it's like a way of compensating. Like, you know, you kind of become them. Not a rapist, but I don't know. Maybe there's, like, a correlation there, you know? If you have, like, these fucking, like, these really perverse thoughts and you want to, like, cheat on your wife through rape, you know, and like just overpower women, like you kind of like keep it under wraps through like, hey, happy face, I'm a clown, I'm a happy guy, that's me, you know. Maybe it's like the same thing, right? Like if you suffer trauma, then it's a little bit more dark and morose. But I don't know, man. Who else is a fucking, like, a happy dancer, happy-go-lucky type guy who dances in the changing room? It's all the Latinos. Manolo Portanova, that Juve product. Speaking of which, by the way, you want to come after Juve for, you know, overinflating the values of players? Listen, I think, if anything, their best capolavoro was getting rid of Manolo Portanova for, like, 12 million euro. A year later, he's a convicted rapist, isn't even playing anymore. Like, bro, maybe they knew something. Fuck, I don't know. Maybe they knew the guy was perverse. You know, maybe he came on. I don't know. Maybe he admitted something to someone. It's kind of impressive if they're able to get rid of him in a case like that, man. I actually think Portanova still is playing. How fucking crazy is that, bro? Like, imagine if that was on, like, if that was in, like, the NBA. Or, like, if a fucking guy in the NHL got accused of, like, raping someone, he's just still playing. He's still playing for Genoa, bro, and he's fucking terrible. He's another guy who's got a father who's a jackass. I think his father was a footballer, you know, and a piece of shit one at that, I think. Like, as a guy, apparently it's, you know, there's a trend here, you know. Some of these guys are a little wild, you know. Some of them, Some of them, you know, some of them are just kind of crazy, right? Right? They'll date crazy women, and other ones are a little bit more, you know, just poorly raised to the point that they'll do like really bad shit, criminal shit. In any event, I mean, it's why you can't have too many fucking, I don't know, you can't have too many guys that are raised by crazy people like that, man. You can't have too many fucking guys that are raised like that. Guys, I think this is the end of the road. I don't know. I'm losing my voice over here. I don't know. Juve are kind of fucked, guys, but I think the entire league might be. We'll see. The other shoe might drop in the coming weeks on the other clubs involved. Again, who's to say? I mean, there is an appeal that was launched. I think nothing will result of it, but you never fucking know, guys. We'll see. I mean, you know, nothing's going to fucking come of it, but who the fuck? Whatever. We'll see. Maybe something funny will happen. Maybe something crazy will happen, and we'll just get to riff on that, too. It's all we can ask for. Another week in paradise. Okay, much love to you all. Guys, follow us on all platforms, please, at Calcio Podcast, on TikTok, on Instagram, Twitter. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you're new to the show, if you're tuning in for the first time, stick around for another episode maybe next week. You could check out all our episodes on iTunes, on Spotify. We're going to try to get on YouTube this year, so look out for that. We'll let you know when that's up and running, but we're not quite there yet. In the meantime, just give us a rating, 5 stars, wherever you listen to us. Helps us out a great deal. And until next time, good luck. Enjoy the outro. Enjoy the rest of your week. God bless. Ciao. Quanto parli milioso, ombre sono un hijo de puta, puta il mio frappe peligroso, ho troppo le balla sicura. Quanto parli milioso, ora tu mi parli di cose, cosa meglio che parli poco, poco chiamo col Motorola. Ho l'amo, il culo e la testa, balla, lo so che pure questa è falsa, fuma tutta la busta, balsa o la bebe mi parla che passa, siamo in 20 tu solo, ora tu sei niente di nuovo. Visto l'Italia, quindi andale, andale. La polio a mio hermano ha creato problemi, un'indagine, trabajo facile. Di nero dentro le mie tasche, per questi invidiosi cacciamo le lame fra. Da zero al palazzo più alto, guardavo dal basso, dovevo combattere. Connesso coi fratelli Spagna, MM dell'R, la calle chiediamo rat. Non parlo mio hermano, fra già lo so, e sto por la calle, tu già lo sai. Se passo è pieno di invidiosi, son tutti gelosi, vorrebbero ciò che hai. Ho le tasche piene di euro e le scrive mi dice te chiaro papi. E questi son tutti invidiosi, invidiosi solo perché loro non sono capaci. È invidioso, sono tutti invidiosi. Tu duri un giorno, parli e concludi poco. Mio fratrabajo, il barrio non è un gioco. Non fare il loco, sanno bene chi sono. È invidioso, sono tutti invidiosi. Mira che lo hago.